You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Amazon Prime Days are going on, and I can't deny it.
Wait, it's on right now?
Yeah, I was kind of searching around, and I know a certain someone named Jeremy Padgett who's got a birthday coming up in a little bit.
I found
something perfect for you on sale.
Really?
It's a little like onesie pajama with a tiger on the front. And I so want to have that shipped to you.
No,
so
don't
you can
even.
Come walking out of the bedroom to Nicole and say, what do you think
about this?
You like what you see?
Meow.
Get the tiger.
Oh, shut up.
And it's on sale, so it's
well, all right.
Win.
Well, save a couple bucks.
You ready to get into the problem?
Sure am.
Let's take care of a problem.
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
So this one came in through Facebook. Her name is Liz. She did not ask us to change her name, so we're not going to. And here's what she writes. Hey, guys, I don't know if this is something you can talk about on your show. Obviously, it is.
Here we are.
She writes, but I've been married for 16 years, and in the last 10 or so, my husband has become so boring that I really can't stand it. He never wants to go anywhere. He never wants to do anything. I suggest all sorts of things for us to do together. He'd rather stay home and watch TV. Liz writes, he didn't used to be this way. But somehow he got so comfortable with just doing nothing that it's, in all caps, boring. I've talked with him about it more than once, and he apologizes and says it's just who he is. She says, my question for you and your listeners, do I give up and move on after 16 years? I do a lot of things by myself, but I'd really like to have a partner sometimes when I do them. What do you say?
Whoa.
Well, I'm going to start by saying for every Liz who writes into us, there's probably 1,000 more who are suddenly listening very closely to what comes out of the speakers because they say, you just described my life.
Yeah.
And I will also say it goes both directions.
Sure, you can totally flip-flop this.
Male, female. But in this particular case, the letter is from Liz and her husband wants to do nothing. And by the way, this is not a COVID thing. This is not a pandemic thing. You can take that out of the equation. She says this has been 10 years.
He's just a lump.
He just doesn't.
He's a polyp on the couch.
He married her, got what he wanted, I guess, and just feels like I don't got to put any more effort in.
That's sad that you let things fizzle out like that. I wonder if she is making suggestions for things to do. Did she say that in there?
She goes, I've talked with him about it more than once.
Okay, but I don't know. I guess I don't know what that means.
Well,
like,
it's got to be
boring.
She's got to be talking about it because she says, I go and do a lot of things by myself. So I'm guessing that what she's saying is, I want to go do this. Would you like to? And he goes, no. So she just goes and does it.
Okay.
She wants a partner. The thing is,
I don't know what to tell her.
16 years of marriage is a long time, and you've invested a big portion of your life. You know what I... First of all, we're going to open this up to our listeners. This is a five call says it all if I've ever heard one. 303-691-1MIX. You should call us right now, and please don't wait for other people to call. You should just call. Tell us what you think. Should she... Say, look, I love you. It's been a great 16 years, but I'm entering that next stage of my life where I'm going to need to be partnered with somebody who gets off the couch. Or do you have a different outlook on this and she should stick around and not, you know, cut bait or whatever and just
run.
Yeah. 303-691-1MIX. That's 691-1649. What do you think?
I don't think there's any sort of amount of coaxing that she can do to this guy to get him off the couch. It really is going to come down to him. Now, I'm kind of speaking because I know how he feels. I am generally a person, I'm a homebody. I like to stay at home. I don't like to do a lot of things. And That was a big thing when I was dating Nicole. She wanted to go out and do a bunch of things and go a bunch of places, and I just really wasn't into that. Somehow we managed to make it work. But she hasn't changed. She still likes going out and doing things, and I have really had to force myself over the past few years, now especially when we have kids, to get out of the house and do things. So if there's anything I can say to this, what's her husband's name? Did she say?
She did not say.
Big Al or whatever.
Well, you can call him that.
If I can say to Big Al, it's worth it, buddy. I wasted many years of not wanting to do things and experience things, and I regret it now. I really do. And since we've had kids, we've done more things. We've gone on more trips, and it makes life so much more exciting than what's on Netflix. You know, so I really feel it's just going to come down to this guy. And if he doesn't change, I don't know what she's going to do, Dom. She's got to leave him. Right?
I have a thought on this that is tied to an old Turkish proverb.
I thought you might.
So what we're going to do is we're going to go do a quick break while we can grab some of these calls. We're going to come back and we're going to take these calls. And we have a couple of lines left open. Right now, we're talking about this note we got from listener Liz. 16 years of marriage, and in the last 10, her husband has become the world's most boring man. Won't get off the couch, won't do anything with her. She's like, I've tried talking to him. What do you do?
Just grunts.
She wants to go do things. Let's get to the phones. They are just about full this morning. Here's Delaney. Delaney, good morning. Welcome to the Dom and Jeremy Show.
Good morning.
So what do you think?
You know, I just wanted to let this girl know, Elizabeth, that she needs to be happy. If she's not happy, she needs to leave. And that's what it's all about. I just got out of a 9-year relationship this last weekend, and that's what it was all about. If you're not happy, then you need to be you.
I kind of feel like, what's the point of keeping this guy around if you are going out doing things on a consistent basis and he's not even around, you know?
Right, and that's where I was at. And, if you know, I still love the guy. He's still going to be in my heart forever, but, I mean, you got to do what you got to do to make yourself happy sometimes.
Are you happy now? Are you happy?
Well, it was just last weekend.
But I think in the long run, I know that it's going to be better for me.
Yeah,
it
will
be. Better for both of us.
Good.
So, and if it's not there, you can't just hold on to it for the simple fact of trying not to make them angry.
I'm glad you called us, and I wish you all the best, Delaney. All right, I hope you find your happiness soon.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you for being on the show. Thank you for the time. Next up is Diane. Diane, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great. What do you think?
I think you just need to communicate and learn to compromise. I mean, that's what marriage is about, is compromise, right? I've been married for 30 years, and you have to be able to say, hey, I want to do this weekend, and I need you to do this with me.
But what if the compromises aren't working, though.
Yeah, she is communicating,
well, she
and
is.
She is trying to compromise.
If he really loves her, he'll do it. If he doesn't, then she should say goodbye.
Okay.
I mean, the thing of it is that, you know, she's put her 16 years into it, and so has he. And he needs to realize that too, right? So she
needs
to throw that back at him.
Yeah.
He's not going to find somebody to take care of him and put up with his stuff and love him the way she does.
Yeah.
After 16 years, it's just not going to happen.
I think she should move the couch out of the house.
I think she should tell him, look, dude.
And cancel all the Netflix and Prime and Disney.
Diane, thank you for the phone call. We appreciate your thoughts. Thank you for being on the show with us. We appreciate it.
Bye.
Thank you. Who is next? It is John. Hey, John, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning.
So what do you think?
So I think, you know, I'm kind of listening in the background here to your other people calling in, and I really think maybe the next step is to move towards a marriage counselor because, you know, you get somebody professional in there, the outsider that might be able to look at the relationship and maybe understand something that they're just not seeing. So
now, do they do home visits? Because it sounds like this guy won't even leave the house to go do that. Do they have a mobile unit?
A Zoom marriage counseling?
Yeah,
can you
Zoom
do that?
Maybe. I would think.
There you go.
Huh. right. Well, that's solid advice. Thank you for your time. We appreciate it very much. I don't know how to put his vote down there. Marley, good morning. Welcome.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. We are wonderful. So what do you think Liz should do?
So I kind of come from a unique perspective on this because my mom divorced my dad for this exact same reason when I was about 11 or 12. And now, you know, me being 27, they're both double divorced and they're both not happy. So I kind of feel that both of them need to, like one of the callers said, just compromise, you know, and maybe just plan something in advance. Maybe this guy really likes routine and maybe he likes to kind of have a schedule. So maybe she needs to basically say, hey, I'm going to plan this on this day. Make sure to put it in your calendar. Excuse me. So that he can anticipate it and he can, you know, make sure it's not going to
That is solid advice, I have a question for you. She wants to go do things. He doesn't want to go do anything. Can you tell me what that compromise is? Because everyone's throwing out the word compromise. She wants to go do things. He doesn't want to do anything. What's the middle ground?
Well, maybe then she needs to say, hey, my compromise with you is that if you come and do this with me, I will sit and watch whatever show.
And what if he says no?
No.
If he continues to say no, then I would go with the marriage counselor. I just, you know, I don't know if this family has kids.
There has to be something that this guy loves. There has to be one thing, like whether it's a car show or a petting zoo or something that she can get him out of the house to do that he likes. You know, it's kind of like baby steps. Maybe do a few things that he likes. And then have a really good time and then start sprinkling in some things that you like. There has to be one thing this dude likes.
Marley, I'm glad you called. Thank you for your perspective and you have a great day, all right?
You too. Thank you, boys. Bye.
Bye. And Marley, God, I hope it's petting zoos that he likes.
But see, I thought about you threw out a pretty good idea there. Why don't you combine them? Have a car show with a petting zoo. So you got all the cars parked, you know, with the hoods up and everything.
Yeah.
And there's goats and everything walking
just wandering
around.
I love it.
What do you think?
Little rabbits hopping by.
I'm an idea,
it's
man.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
And then we have time for just one more. It's Danielle. So thank you to everybody else who has called. We're not going to be able to have time. But Danielle, you're on. Good morning.
Good morning. So I was listening to everybody's thoughts on this because I'm in the same boat as the lady that is having the issue with her husband. I have six kids. They're teenagers now. And we're going on 11 years. And every time I've asked him, like, let's go do things, he's like, no, just call your friends, go out and have fun. And I'll just be boring. I'll just be sitting there, which is fine. But then when we do stuff by ourselves, there's like nothing anymore. So I tell him, like, you know, I'm still young. Like, I'm still getting hit on, you know, like, I come out and enjoy the time with me. And it's just like, no, go ahead and do it. So temptation is out there. And grass isn't always greener on the other side. I get it.
Are you tempted to have flings? Is that what you're saying?
No. But you know what? It feels good to, like, actually, like, be, like, noticed. Like,
well, yeah. You know? I think you look hot today.
You
personally.
You said no to my question, but I think the answer is really yes.
There's a maybe, I think. In
of course,
there.
there's a temptation.
A maybe.
You said I'm still getting hit on.
Yeah, well, as I tell him, I'm like, hey, you know, come out with me and have fun because you know, mm-hmm. I'm still looking up, you know. So
what do you think Liz should do?
I think that she should call me up and we should go out and hang out.
And you go get some drinks and go to the club.
Oh, I like you, Danielle. Listen, we got to run. Thank you for your time. We appreciate your thoughts on that. What are you telling them to do here?
Oh, man. I like at least the marriage counseling. Give it one last shot with that. You can do it via Zoom.
I agree. I think counseling is terrific for anybody.
That's like your final shot, your final straw, you know?
I hope you can get him off the couch to go to that because that's the kind of, I mean, if he won't go out and do something that is, quote, a fun thing to do, getting him off the couch to go to marriage counseling is probably going to be, but unless she says, look, this is maybe the last straw, I'm not a big fan of ultimatums, but at the same time, I mean, she's got to tell it like it is.
Yep, you got to speak up now. I think so.
Aren't you curious about the old Turkish proverb?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I forgot about that. What is it?
How can you forget about the old Turkish proverb? I'm not even Turkish.
Mm-mm.
Remember that time I had the cleaning lady, the Hanamaka Frau, and she would always leave me a different calendar for Christmas?
Yes.
One of those thought-a-day calendars that you mm-hmm. peel off?
Mm-hmm.
And one of them, out of all of the ones that she left me, one I tore the page off, and I still have it in a drawer right over here. And the Turkish proverb was, I'm paraphrasing, no matter how far you've traveled down the wrong path, turn back.
Dang.
Meaning, even though you've invested so many years into something, if it's the wrong path, going farther down it is not necessarily the
right
answer.
Wouldn't you
want to
get on a different path, though? Like, why would you want to turn around on the same path?
Well, it's a proverb. I would actually cut right through the woods myself.
Right, you got to cut off and take a different path. So why would you? Why would I don't like that at all.
I'm not trying to tell Liz to bail, but I think it has to be an option. I mean, like the one caller said, do you want to go through the rest of your life unhappy?
You sure don't. It's just going to get worse. And then, like somebody said, you're just going to end up taking care of him as you get older.
Yeah.
You're going to become a babysitter. So,
yeah.
Get out there, Liz. Try the counseling and then maybe move on.
I hope she can talk him into going to a counselor.
Yeah.
Please. How about a follow-up from you in just a couple of months, Liz? How about maybe in January you get back in touch with us and tell us what's happened?
There you go.